support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good evening and welcome to Alaska Live. My guests in the studio, Saint Animal. Carlin Bachman, you want to get us started with introducing the band?
Sure. My name is Carlin Bachman. We've got Jeremiah Bachman on guitar, Nick Wilkes on drums, and Ryan Edwards on bass, and Mason Little on guitar and trumpet.
And you guys make up Saint Animal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're playing the Music in the Gardens tomorrow night at 7. And
that's right. Yep.
Here's my guest on Alaska Live. So let's hear a song to start off the set.
Sure. This song is called Luna Song.
Thank you. Saint Animal right here at the KUAC studios for Alaska Live. Your description on Facebook says super funky, folky, jazzy, reggae-ish, soulful, improvisational, hip-hop-ish, Celtic maybe, Motownish, poetically laden funk band. Wait a second. You didn't even mention Latin influenced because you had some Spanish words in that last one.
We gotta put that in there.
You gotta add that yet too.
Maybe become a little more economical with our wording there.
Well,
I think we'll hear a little more of that spice tonight too.
when you're, you know, it's hard to put into words what kind of band you are when you have some different instrumentation and you can change it up from really plugged in to acoustic. And so, yeah, it's a great description. I like it. In the promo, I think I just put original folk, jazz, soul, world infused.
Nice.
So, you know, the Latin fit into the world part. Fit a lot of things under that world category. And so in this band, Carlin, you play both mandolin and fiddle. And Mason, you play guitar and bass. And Ryan, you play bass and guitar also?
Mostly bass and mandolin.
Bass and mandolin, right on. And Nick has to stay back on the drums because once you get stuck back there, there's no getting
awesome
out.
On drums.
Uh-huh. And Jeremiah, you stick playing the electric guitar and sometimes on vocals on this band too, right?
Sometimes on bass.
Cool. And every once in a while you change it up and put Jeremiah on bass too. Very cool.
How late the night goes.
Yeah. Right. If you're playing at the Marlin and you're expected to play from 10 until 3 o'clock in the morning with a few breaks in there, you got to keep changing it up and maybe throw in some covers too.
Yep.
You have mostly original songs though, right?
Yep. Today, I think we're playing all originals.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Who wrote that last one? It was beautiful.
I guess it's kind of always a collaboration.
Group effort.
Probably Mason did the guitar, and I did the violin, obviously, and the words.
Uh-huh. And the words, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Lyrics. And it was called Luna.
It's just called Luna Song.
Luna Song.
Yep. And I, yeah.
Well, let's hear another song. Which one is this?
Sure, this one's Physically.
I'm actually going to play a little trumpet on this one, too.
Oh, cool. That's right. We added the trumpet, too. It's always good to hear a brass section, even if it's a brass section of one.
We have a trombone player. He's out in Chicken right now.
Oh, really? Who plays trombone in your band?
Keenan McCurgan.
Cool. Yeah. Will he be around? Will he be back from Chicken tomorrow?
No.
No, he's pretty much gone for the summer.
Okay.
Although he may show up. He seems to show up on a...
Like run on stage as we're about to play.
Yeah, like, we don't even know if he's going to be in town. All of a sudden, oh, I'm here! Okay.
That's always a good time. Yeah, we're always missing him.
Okay. So we never know.
All right, well, minus a trombone player, this is Saint Animal.
Thank you.
I couldn't tell if it was going to go on from there because what the radio audience cannot see was Nick back there on the drums, still continuing to do something, but not play drums anymore.
He was giving us a woo, a silent woo.
And depending on the time of night, you know, we could keep playing that song.
Okay. Is that one of those jam band songs that could go on and on and on and on?
Yeah, depends on the dancers.
It can be a fun one, you know. If people are dancing, well, yeah, we'll keep it going for a few more times. Why not?
That was a very danceable song. I mean, I can tell that you guys could probably rule a dance floor with a song like that.
Well, it's fun playing when you got some good dancers, too.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, I recognize you from the band Zingaro Roots.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing a little different thing here, but it's fun.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you get to play bass in this band, and in Zingaro Roots, you have a stand-up bass player, and
exactly.
That's played by George Giacopoulos.
He doesn't switch off. He doesn't trade with anybody.
Nah.
So. He's all bass.
And so Zingaro Roots was playing the Esther Parade, and you guys had it all dialed in with on the back of a pirate ship.
You can't lose with a pirate ship.
That's pretty.
I believe it's a diesel pirate ship currently undergoing a transformation to become a vegetable diesel pirate ship.
So. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Going to run off of old fryer grease.
Exactly.
Very good. And yeah, you guys were on the parade and dressed in your best pirate regalia, and you'd have your amp on there and everything. That was impressive.
Oh, yeah, we were fully plugged in, and yeah.
That was very impressive. And that was your other band, Zingaro Roots.
Now you guys just need bikers powering the amps.
Right.
They did have bikers circling them, but I don't think they were actually powering the amps, but that would have been awesome.
Pirate cyclists.
Yeah. I remember at one, that was Angry Young and Poor, or no, it was Clucking Blossom. They had a bike set up mm-hmm. that you could make a smoothie at.
Uh-huh.
And that was my favorite part of that festival that year.
Yeah.
Did they have it this year? Did you play that festival?
They didn't have that. I don't know who did that one. I know Ben Abbott's usually doing the one with powering the amps at different things.
Yeah.
Like Earth Day, and one time on the side of the street, he set it up for us. And where was the last place he was at? Oh, Ice Cream Thursday. So he kind of gets around doing that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen that. The bike powering the amp, which it doesn't like power down and not have enough power. It's
Mm-mm.
It's good to go.
Yeah, I think the inverter kind of takes care of it. I'm not really sure how that all works, but
right.
I think that's
very cool.
Yeah.
So, basically how that works is a bike powers an alternator, and then the alternator powers a battery.
Gotcha.
So
there's constant power.
Yeah,
constant power.
Yeah.
So smart, Mason. So smart. All right. Back to the fiddle there.
Yeah.
Or do you call it a violin in this case?
Oh, either one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either one.
Did you used to play classical music at one point?
Yeah. I did the whole Suzuki thing. I wasn't too serious about it. There's a lot of like really serious Suzuki people, and I never really was that into it that much. But that was what I started with. So.
Yeah, then you found folk and rock music, and you decided...
More fun.
It's really more fun.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And tonight you did not bring along the electric fiddle, but I know that you have had one in the past with your other band, Good Days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still play that?
I need to get a new one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's not really the one that's...
It's not the one.
This isn't... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are the Good Days still playing gigs?
We haven't played in a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're really... We don't know. We'll see.
One
maybe.
Day we might.
One day?
Yeah. We're not playing currently. We haven't for a little bit.
This is our last show anytime soon, but yeah, hopefully we'll play a gig sometime.
That's great. I'm glad that you've all found a place in the Fairbanks music scene with Saint Animal. It's a fun incarnation of seasoned musicians from Fairbanks. Well, what's next?
Six Pack.
All right.
Jeremiah Original.
Oh, so Jeremiah the from Sweating Honey, who just played last weekend. Man, a lot of shout outs to bands that are still playing some gigs here in Fairbanks at times. You sing in this one, right, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
All right. Is the microphone going to work for you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Take it away, St. Animal. Nice one. That song sounded like it was definitely influenced by Sweating Honey, partly because, I mean, Jeremiah Bach and you play regularly with Sweating Honey when they get back together, and you wrote that song. So that was really cool. Nice one.
It's a fun song.
It is a fun song. And, well, the trumpet, always putting that in there, has that Sweating Honey influence, too, in my ear. So very cool. Say, Animal, how did you name your band? I have to know. I'm an animal lover, of course, so.
Yeah. Well, Mason and I were on vacation. We were trying to think of a good name. Took us like 2 years to actually come up with a name that we could both agree on. That was the one.
Only
so,
2 years, you yeah. know. Yeah.
I was always putting like, you know, there's all these bands with random animal names in them, and I love animals, but I was like, we just can't do that. We got to figure out something else, and so that was what it was.
You didn't go with your spirit animal.
Yeah, or like shark versus bear, you know, all these caribou versus skunk. I mean, I don't know. There's so many.
Yeah.
That's just caribou.
You were.
Yeah. I'm just giving examples.
You were very all-inclusive. You went with Saint Animal.
Yeah, right. Just across the board.
And if you're looking them up on Facebook, the saint is st.animal, and for the promo stuff for the radio, I spelled Saint out just so people would know it wasn't
yeah, and
street
I think
animal.
Actually, the address on the Facebook is forward slash and then spelled out Saint Animal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But the, yeah.
Well, that's confusing.
Mm-hmm. What, yeah.
How that happened. We were playing last weekend, and some people in the crowd were saying, Stanimal. Yeah, they were screaming, Stanimal. So it's all confusing, but Saint Animal, that's what it is.
Street Animal.
Street
but it can be whatever you want it to be, really.
Street Animal has art, a right? cute little name to it, a ring to it, I think. Well, welcome to Alaska Live. I know many of you have been here before for Alaska Live. Just this band, Saint Animal, has this is your debut. And you play for Music in the Gardens tomorrow at 7. And that show is definitely rain or shine. I know because I was there last Thursday.
It was a little rainy.
And it was quite rainy. And we still broadcast from there. Tomorrow we can't broadcast because the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly meeting is on.
Oh.
So that's why you're here for Alaska Live tonight.
So possibly bring umbrellas, maybe?
Yeah, if it's really rainy, they will set up underneath the shelter. And okay. So there's plenty of room under there for everybody to gather and enjoy your music and stay dry. But if it's not raining, which I don't think that the...
Say Animal in the Monsoon.
Oh, that has a nice ring to it, too. I'm going to look up the weather forecast real quick so we can tell. Oh, no, partly cloudy tomorrow night. And so it should be a beautiful evening with a nice little breeze to blow away the bugs. And, yeah, so then if it's not raining at all, then you set up on that nice little outcropping of porch-like thing there at the Botanical Gardens on the UAF campus.
And the train tracks. And
yeah. And when the train goes past, you can totally hear it in the microphones and they're live. It's pretty neat. And that show gets started around 7. And there's free parking up at the museum after 5 o'clock. So that's pretty cool. And I don't think they want you parking right there at the Animal Research Station or at the caribou and reindeer thing. So just park up at the museum and walk on down with your picnic and lawn chairs and blankets. And it's a great time. I really like that Summer Sessions is continuing to do this every Thursday night of the summer.
Yeah, it's a free all-ages show.
It is.
Musical experience outside.
Right, because you guys end up playing quite a few gigs at, like, the Marlin, where people under 21 can't go and see your band, or people that don't want to stay up past midnight will not go to your show. So it's super nice to see you at an all-ages show that's a reasonable time, and you can still get to work on Friday.
Yep.
Nice. And
so the kids can even come out.
The kids can come out. I don't think they really want dogs at the Botanical Gardens because they tend to lift their legs on... like pretty plants, and that does not help them grow and whatever. But yeah, so leave the dogs at home or in the car, and but bring the kids and your family and friends. What's next?
This next song is called Hearts Beats.
Hearts?
I'm going to play some guitar on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to express all these feelings I had. Yes, I just don't want to be afraid. I don't want to wait till it's been too long. I don't want to wait till it's been too late. So now let's go out for a big long ride. Yeah, we've had such a good time. We'll go all the way to the moon and back. Can't forget about you go, I wonder how I go. You will follow.
Sounds of Saint Animal and Mason Little and Carlin Bachman singing just very pretty on the harmony vocals on that last one. Really nice. I know in the good days you were already singing together quite a bit, and so it's good to see that you've started up this band and are doing that same nice vocals again, too. Sweet. Did I see on Facebook that you guys have a small dog team these days, Carlin and Mason?
Yeah, we do. We have a dog team. Right now we've got 8 total, along with the pet, who actually the first song was about.
Oh, Luna, the pet.
Yeah, the pet who doesn't like fireworks. Oh. She gets scared and gets seizures, so that's what the song's about.
That song's actually about Luna and Talkeetna.
Yep. We were there in 4th of July. Lots of fireworks, and she did not like that at all.
That's no good. Yep. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, have you been touring around Alaska this summer some?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to play at the Taproot. We played in Denali at the Salmon Bake.
I hear the Taproot is the place to play in Anchorage.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good place. And they have a sound person and a good stage. And
yeah.
Yeah, they were really easy to work with. It was fun.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. great. And you played 4th of July in Talkeetna. That had to have been a busy place on 4th of July.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. And then you wrote the song Luna about that time. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually were playing with the Good Days at Mountain High Pizza Pie that night. Cute. Yeah, that was a fun night, other than Luna getting...
freaked out.
Freaked out.
I have the exact opposite dog with my bear. He runs towards the fireworks. Like if Luna would be running away, he would be running over her to get to them. Yes. Yeah. It's ridiculous. You have to like hold him back because he really wants to join with that party. And it can be disastrous. He'll pick them up if you allow him to. Yeah, it's not good.
Put the bottle rockets down, bear.
If the dogs had thumbs, they'd be really dangerous. Your drummer, Nick Wilkes, do you play with another band? Do you play drums with another band? Just shout it out, yes or no.
I've been playing with Double Tap, just a cover band.
Okay, Double Tap. 90s. Right on.
You know, I've been playing with them since I moved here like 6 years ago, so just a couple shows here and there. But
cool.
Yeah, Big Eye and those kind of places.
Excellent. So you have a band Double Tap that you play with, and it's mostly covers.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys choose the 60s and 90s on purpose?
60s through
90s. Okay. I was like, just the 60s and the 90s.
No. No 70s, no 80s. We hate the
80s.
Big
80s bands.
Yeah, there's some good stuff from the 80s for sure. Well, it's really neat that you've picked all original songs to play tonight for Alaska Live. Alaska Live really, it can be a really good venue for your own songs. And that's cool that you have a band that will play and collaborate on tunes.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun playing with this group here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've pulled from some really cool groups that are playing now, you know, Zingaro Roots and Sweating Honey. Oh, man, Sweating Honey was just here in town, back together for one weekend only type of thing. And, oh, Jeremiah, you're playing with a band called Tiny Pancake Breakfast.
No, I'm not actually, but that is also some people from Sweating Honey. That would be...
What? You're not in that band?
No, that would be Drew and Brady.
Oh,
and Scott Crass and Mike Nolke, yeah.
That's right. I could not. I thought for sure you were in that band too because it's like Mike Nolke and a bunch of people from Sweating Honey.
Yeah, right.
But it's not you. Okay,
it's
right.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jeremiah. All right, what's next?
Well, we should say Jeremiah does play another band in town.
Oh, yeah.
Kale.
Kale, yes, of course.
And the Bakken Family Band.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, didn't Nick and Jeremiah play in a band together kind of in the recent past?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Chris Julin and the Collective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chris Julin Collective, and you played here on Alaska Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah, I cannot keep all the bands from past and present straight, obviously, but it's really cool to have Saint Animal, a fairly recent incarnation of Fairbanks Band, here. What's next?
Next, you've got Influenza.
Oh, that sounds painful. They're going to put a good spin on it, I'm sure.
And this is a Jeremiah original here.
Thank you.
Man, great instrumental there, named Influenza. I get the feeling that there's some fever going on with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, quite the temperature.
Spanish fever.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and maybe some of those trippy dreams that you have when you're feverish. That's pretty good. Got the effects pedals in there. And nice work. You know, you do need to add Latin into that description of your 10-word description.
Yeah.
The 11th word needs to be Latin because it's definitely there. I know. That's a lot of words, but... It's a lot to keep up with there.
How'd you say it?
Well, maybe we should just go with world music.
That's what I named. I was like, world influenced, really a catch-all phrase these days because... What is world music? We all live on this world, and we're creating music on it. So, yeah, I know. I know. You know, you sounded pretty good coming out of. You sounded pretty good coming out of Afropop. You have that sound at times with the trumpet, and yeah, very good. Saint Animal, do you have other gigs coming up other than the Music in the Garden tomorrow night at 7 at the UAF Botanical Gardens?
Yeah, right now our calendar is a little sparse. We're going to be playing at the fair on the 10th and possibly the 9th. And
Tanana Valley State Fair. All
yep.
right. Very good.
And then we're going to head down to Anchorage. And right now all we have scheduled for the 17th of or 17th of August. All we have scheduled is a wedding, but we're looking to score some other gig down in Anchorage. So
yes,
if anybody's down in Anchorage and hears this radio show,
wedding's on the 16th. Yeah,
we need a gig down there.
We need a gig that to go kind of around there. To yeah,
mm-hmm.
understandable. The Taproot, you already played that this summer. You said right,
mm-hmm.
and but there are a lot of different. Maybe you could branch out to Indian, you know, the brown bear. Or...
There's always the brown bear.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's a big room.
And if we have to, we'll throw a party there. But we'll see.
Well, it's great to have you here for Alaska Live. The sound, you've created a unique sound, and I like it a lot. I think in the middle of winter, you would bring the heat, too, and that'd be fun. You were playing last winter a lot of gigs, weren't you?
We actually just, our first gig was pretty much the Fairbanks Folk Fest then in March. Was that March? Yeah.
Mm.
I think it was,
February.
Yeah, maybe end of February. So
mm-hmm.
that was kind of the first time
okay. That
we'd ever played together.
Oh, right on.
We'd actually like just started practicing like a few weeks before that, or like we had one practice before all of us, and that was kind of the first deal, and we liked it, so.
So have you been... taking music from the bands that you'd already written music for and using them with Saint Animal, or have you been actively writing new songs since then to perform with Saint Animal?
Both.
Yeah,
both.
I think we're mm-hmm. probably, you know, we've like written songs on our own, and then we're kind of changing them as we, you know, adding parts and kind of figuring out how it's working with everybody. And
yeah, as opposed to locking them away in the chest, you might as well keep playing them, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, certain songs. Like with the Good Days, I mean, there's definitely some songs that you'd probably just play with them, but there's certain songs that, why not, you know, play
why
them
not?
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, I mean, you have similar instrumentation as the Good Days, I mean, but you switched around instruments a lot with that band, too, so
mm-hmm.
Very cool. But no banjo in this band.
Nope, trying to keep it slim as possible.
not, that's possible.
Not doing the banjo with the bass, the guitar, and trumpet, yeah.
Yeah.
2 hour setup.
Yeah, we're not, getting old.
Right, and banjos are heavy.
Yeah, I actually took the resonator off mine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because that's a heavy part.
It wasn't worth it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. How many ounces or pounds did that cut down?
It probably cuts down a few pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, probably a pound and a half or 2 pounds.
We'll go home and weigh it.
Yeah,
and that makes
hardwood and metal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a huge difference when you're hauling in a trumpet. And in the case, and a guitar, and an amp, and all that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, trying to slim it down. And actually, when we kind of started, you know, it was just me and Carlin and Ryan, and we were all like, we're going to be acoustic.
And yeah, I was playing entirely mandolin, and it was all fiddles and guitars and mandos. And...
But, you know, me and Ryan have been jamming with Nick and Jeremiah off and on for the past, you know, year or two. So We're like, oh yeah, let's get together with those guys, and here we are, and it's fun. So
yeah, here you are with a combination of acoustic and plugged in. So that's a cool combination. I like it a lot. Yeah. Do you have pickups that you usually play with and your fiddle and your guitar?
Yeah.
Well, that's
Jeremiah. Actually,
we've finally gotten there.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually play electric guitar and when we're playing out, you know, or, well, depending on the setting, but we have a tiger striped electric guitar.
Oh, that's hot.
It's kind of like the Saint Animal Shrine, you know.
Yeah. We all touch it before every show. Yeah.
Carlin, maybe you can get some stickers, you know, some zebra stripe stickers for your fiddle or whatever.
Well, they make zebra striped duct tape, so.
Uh-huh.
That's very Alaskan, too. You know, we could just duct tape everything in zebra stripes.
That's right.
Yeah, coming off the Red Green Regatta, KUAC Red Green Regatta, I know all about duct tape to fix up your watercraft. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Well, all right. Do we have time for one or two more? How many?
We could do two more.
All right.
Please do.
So, this next song is called Beer Breath Poet, and then we'll have another song.
Wait a second. The song is called Beer Breath Poet.
Yes, you heard it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then the song after this is actually a collaborative song that we kind of wrote with Jason Hersey and James Bartlett. You know, they were kind of in on it. You know.
Oh, those guys are from Good Days?
From Good Days, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was it's about summer, written in the winter, and it debuted at the Winter Folk Fest.
Nice.
So, kind of interesting stuff there. Anyways, here we go.
Do you guys want to play I Went Walking and then Beer Breath Poet or Beer Breath Poet?
I'll be Beer Breath Poet first.
How at the bar. How should I be? How should the world be? How the world behaves, I misbehave. Thank you.
song just had the sound of riding or walking off into the sunset. Oh.
Yep.
Nick, Jeremy. The what?
Those June
the
nights.
The June nights. I know, and the sun has not set yet. It sets in like 30 minutes, so we got time. Nick, Jeremiah, Ryan, Mason, and Carlin make up Saint Animal. I think that you're going to make those flowers even prettier looking at the Botanical Gardens tomorrow night for the Summer Sessions Music in the Gardens. And so we'll see you there tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the gardens.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
All right. Well, thanks for being my guest on Alaska Live.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks a lot, Lori. Thanks, Lori. Yeah, thanks for having us.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.